Welcome to Richard. Welcome to Richard Rossi Live. And this is going to be quite an interesting show today. I'm having on today a gentleman that, as opposed to my latest film I wrote and directed, Roberto Clemente, biography, my film is entitled Baseball's Last Hero, 21 Clemente Stories. The gentleman I'm having on today, Darren Moore, is the head of the, I think we might be having some echo, it might be Mr. Moore's radio in the background, I'm not sure. He is the head of the Conservative Christian Coalition, and he believes that my film is blasphemous. My film has had some critics, but this is probably the most severe charge, that my film is blasphemous. And so he wanted to talk with me, so I invited him on the show. I thought I'd let him air his grievances, and maybe we can talk and at least attempt to understand and listen to each other here. So, Mr. Moore, are you with me?
Hello, yes, I am.
Welcome to the program, and I wondered if you you could tell me what about my film upset you so much.
Well, I have a statement here that we drafted as a group that I would like to, if possible, read on the air, if that would be okay.
Yes. Okay. Why don't you read your statement? I've read it, but feel free to read it.
Okay. This is on behalf of the Conservative Christian Coalition. The purpose of this email is to go on record that we oppose the Pope's upcoming meeting with filmmaker Richard Rossi regarding the canonization of Roberto Clemente, as reported this week in the Salt Lake Tribune. We are organizing as an ad hoc committee of conservative Christians and Catholics to oppose Clemente's canonization. We find the images in Mr. Rossi's film, Baseball's Last Hero, 21 Clemente Stories, highly offensive, and have attached a photo as proof of an egregious example of Roberto Clemente on the cross instead of Christ. Mr. Rossi is worshiping Clemente instead of Christ. We believe the efforts of this liberal pope, who does not follow the Bible, in this blasphemous film portraying Clemente as Christ, are an offense to moral individuals of faith. The violent depiction of a naked black man on the sacred cross is the height of sacrilege. Darren Moore, president.
Well, I have to take offense to several things in the statement.
I thought you would take offense.
Well, first of all, you're accusing me of worshiping Clemente instead of Christ. What gives you that idea?
Well, you have Clemente, or rather I should say this actor portraying Clemente on the cross instead of Jesus Christ.
Well, if you watched the whole film, have you watched the whole film?
No, I have not watched the whole film.
And you're leading a crusade against my film and you haven't watched it?
You don't need to watch filth to know it's filth.
Well, if you would have watched the whole film, you would have seen that this is a dream. This is a foreshadowing, a nightmare foreshadowing. He is going to die like Jesus died to save us. He is going to die in an effort to save the victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua. It's not saying he's Christ. It's not saying he's above Christ. It's saying that he was a Christ-like person. And there's a scripture where the Apostle Paul wrote, I am crucified with Christ. And Roberto identified with Christ. That's not saying he is above Christ.
Well, there's something askew, the fact that you are even willing to meet with a pope who, as I said in the statement, does not follow the Bible. The Catholic Church, and particularly this pope, who is tolerant of homosexuals and Muslims and all kind of non-biblical behavior. The fact you're even willing to have this upcoming meeting with him shows that if you are going to meet with someone who does not follow the Bible and is a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Well, I think you're being pretty judgmental to indict the largest denomination in Christianity and say that Catholics have nothing to do with the Bible.
Well, they don't. They follow the Pope. They follow tradition. They do not value the Bible, the Scripture, the Word of God.
The Bible came through the Catholic Church assembling councils and deciding, I think it was in Constantine's era, which books should be in and praying about which books should be a part of the canon. And the Catholic Church was a part of bringing the Bible, the collection of books in the Bible together. You wouldn't have your Bible, Mr. Moore, had it not been for their efforts. So I think that's a pretty ludicrous statement to say the Catholic Church has nothing to do with the Bible.
The Bible comes from heaven. It does not come from the Catholic Church. I don't know where did you ever get such a crazy idea?
Well, from church history, it's quite evident you don't know the process of canonization. I mean, the King James Bible didn't drop out of the sky, Mr. Moore, but that's a bit of a rabbit trail. But, you know, my problem with you, Mr. Moore, as well as a lot of extreme fundamentalists, is you criticize things without watching them. You've seen a few scenes, particularly the Roberto on the Cross scene in my film, and you judge the whole film. And that was the case so often when I was in the fundamentalist world. They protested Scorsese's film, Last Temptation of Christ, because they said there were all these sex scenes with Jesus having sexual intercourse with Mary Magdalene. None of those scenes were even in the film. But you guys listen to a statement on TV, maybe on Fox News or Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck or Alex Jones, and you run with it. And it's important to read a book, watch a film, take a look at these things before you want to damn everything right away. I mean, this is an example. I mean, I made a work of a film. I expect people some people will not like it, but I certainly wish you would at least be fair enough to take 90 minutes of your life and watch the entire thing.
I did not need to watch something when I see a naked black man on the cross instead of Jesus.
Well, you know, crucifixions happen every day in this country, and they happen when a black man is railroaded into a conviction in the Deep South when he's innocent. They happen every day. You know, it's Jesus left a path we should follow in, and I think that Roberto followed in that path more than just about anyone that I know. And he did it on the world stage as a great athlete. And he left us an example to follow. I'm sorry you don't like the film. I wish you would give it a chance. I made this film to show that Roberto exemplified that verse in John 15:13. And John 15:13 says, "There is no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend." And Roberto showed us that. He showed us there was no greater love. There is a scene in the film in which a nun speaks with Roberto about the gospel and calls him to a greater commitment to Christ. I don't know if you've seen that scene, but I think that scene is a real exemplification of the gospel in the film. Have you seen that scene, Mr. Moore? You with me?
I did see that scene and was offended by that scene as well.
Oh, you were offended by that?
Yes, I was. The nun tells him that when he dies for these other people in Nicaragua or whatever, he's dying for family because we're all brothers and sisters. That is not scripturally true. The only way to be a child of God is to be born again. And saying everyone in this world is our brother and sister, where do you get that in the scripture?
Well, a nun quotes a verse in the Bible that says there's one God and Father of us all. I'm not talking about everybody having the same conversion at the same time like you're talking about. I'm talking about we're all created in the image of God. We're all called to love our neighbors ourselves. That's what she's talking about. You're, I think, misconstruing that with, you know, saying that everybody is a child of God is something that Roberto often said in the closing days of his life, is that everybody was his brother and sister, and he wanted to do things for the poor, for his brothers and sisters that were in Nicaragua. And this is what compels him to go there on New Year's Eve. And you seem to have a lot of problems with this current pope, or I don't know if it's just Catholics in general, or is it this current pope?
Well, Catholics in general preach salvation by works and not by faith in Jesus Christ. And this particular pope has been very friendly with homosexuals, Muslims, all kind of people who are dishonoring Jesus Christ.
Well, Jesus was a friend of sinners and a friend of the fallen, and Jesus upset a lot of the Pharisees of his day for that very reason. I don't think he has publicly said anything where he's compromising his convictions or his doctrine or anything like that. You seem to really have a particular fascination with homosexuals and Muslims. Are those kind of the two people you love to hate the most, or?
It's not me. God in Psalms says the Lord hates the evildoers and those who oppose his son Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And homosexuality is one of the prime top sins. It's one of the ones God loves to hate, not just me. God loves to hate it. And
Mr. Moore, do you believe that Jesus was God's son come in the flesh?
Amen. Yes, I do.
Well, what do you think about Jesus' statements in the Gospels about homosexuality?
Which ones?
You pick one. What did Jesus say in the Gospels about homosexuality?
Well, I think there's somewhere about the eunuchs are made by themselves, or I can't recall an exact.
Well, you can't recall an exact because he, you know how many times he mentioned homosexuality?
Oh, 5 or 6 times.
No, the answer is 0. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus never once, you mentioned the eunuch reference, which is debatable whether that's homosexuality or not. I don't think so. But he not one time in the Gospels did he mention homosexuality. Why is it you conservative fundamentalists are so obsessed with it? Sometimes I wonder if it's a reaction formation. Psychologists say that people that are obsessed with an issue, it's kind of repressed in them, and so they're obsessed with fighting it. I've known quite a few fundamentalist guys that all they talk is gay, 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 and turns out, you know, a year later they meet with me for coffee and have to confess to me, you know, that they're gay. So I don't know what your obsession with that is, but or what I guess you're afraid of the Muslims because of the terrorists. I mean, I understand that, but not all Muslims are terrorists. And just like me as a Christian, not all of us Christians are as fundamentalist as you are. I sure wish you would, you know, give my film a fair listen, a full listen, a full viewing. And I also, from what I've gathered talking to some of your people, have learned you guys are kind of behind the effort to write a lot of bad reviews online of my film and, you know, vote for the bad reviews being, you know, good, liking the bad reviews on Amazon and disliking the good ones and just kind of trying to clutter up the Internet with just criticisms of my film, which I think is really unfair because you haven't watched the film. You know, I wouldn't write a review of a book on Amazon if I only read, you know, 3 pages of the book. And my film's not perfect. We made it as volunteers on a shoestring budget. We did the best we could. I know it's not a perfect film. There's things I could have done if I had, you know, a studio and millions of dollars. But I'm very proud of the film. The film's touching a lot of people. It's transforming a lot of people's lives and showing them what life is about. It's about living and giving and loving. And I'm excited for some of our upcoming screenings. We're coming to the Wild Goose Festival. Is there any films that you do like?
Well, back in the day, there were some good biblical epics with people like Cecil B. DeMille, Ten Commandments, and things like that that were very scriptural, very honoring to the Lord, followed the Bible.
Well, I love Charlton Heston, The Ten Commandments, too, but there were a lot of subplots in that film that weren't from the Bible, love subplot with Ann Baxter and a lot of things that weren't exactly in the Bible, but for some reason you give them a little more slack than, modern films. You're ready to rip them to shreds if they don't have everything exactly from the Bible. I think your attitude's really the death of creativity, because if I had to be so worried about offending you and people in your group, I'd never be able to write. I'd be so handcuffed and so chained, and that's why you don't see great films coming out of the fundamentalist camp or great books or anything like that.
And I suppose you think this film is a great film?
Well, it has to stand out there in perpetuity now for what it is, unless we go back and re-edit it or get more money and get to work on it more. I think considering the budget that we had, I think we did a really good job. I'm really proud of the actors, and I thought Jamie Nieto and as Roberto, and Marilinda Rivera as Vera. I think our cast was fantastic. I think they really, considering the little we were working with, everyone rose to the challenge. I think it looks good. I see scenes where we could have done some things a little better in terms of our technical stuff, but we did the very best we can mixing the stock footage. We have over 14,000 likes on Facebook, a lot of fans of the film. We've had people that were depressed and saw the film and gave their hearts to the Lord and to make a difference in the world. So the film's had a really, really great impact, and I'm sorry that you're opposed to it. Is there any other criticism you want to? I think I've been more than fair here in giving you a lot of time.
I don't get this Catholic thing, the Pope wanting to talk to you in Rome about making Clemente a saint. According to the Scripture, we're all saints through Jesus Christ. All of us who are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ are saints. And to try to put up one person as a saint, it just does not make sense to me.
Well, if you look in Hebrews, I think it's chapter 11 or so. Hi, my wife just came in. I'm waving to my wife here. Hebrews chapter 11 lists all these great people of faith, as examples for us. And Corinthians says that too. These great people of faith are examples to us that we can follow. And, yes, we have a righteousness by the grace of God, but it's a way to recognize that Clemente was a man who imitated Christ. Paul said to be imitators of me as I imitate Christ. By giving his life for others, he imitated Christ, and he showed us what living's all about, that living is not, he could have coasted with all his good looks and athletic talent and fame and money, but he still thought about other people. He sat out in the public square after he got paid and sat among the poor and would sometimes give money and put all his paycheck in a bag and give money to people. This is a man that showed us how to care about others. And it's not putting him above everybody else and saying that. But I think as a man who was married, as a man who lived in the real world and on the stage of life as an athlete, as an elite athlete, as a great baseball player, we have a lot of celibate saints in Catholicism. I think it would be wonderful to show him as an example of a servant of God, living as an athlete. And the Pope's Latin American, and I'm honored to – the possibility of meeting with him would be an honor, and I'd want to let him know that, here's another great Latin American, and I'm a lot more hopeful about things, I guess, than you are. You seem to be kind of focused just on this one negative thing about the scene you don't like in the film, and you have a certain bias, against Catholics, against the Pope. Which I understand. I was in the evangelical world for a while, and I know that they kind of hate certain groups, and I think you're kind of stuck back in the Reformation or something where you think Catholics are all heretics and don't believe the Bible and things like that. But I think you'll find, if you were open-hearted and open-minded, that a lot of Catholics are more connected to Christ than you are. At least that's my assessment from listening to your attitude and your spirit. I don't really sense the fruits of the Spirit of love and kindness and joy and tolerance and patience and meekness and all those good things. I sense that you're more of a self-righteous individual. And, you can crusade against my film, but frankly, you're just advertising it. And that's the same thing happened with my film, Sister Amy. When the president of the Foursquare Church released a statement to that they don't endorse my film, Sister Amy, I got so many letters and emails from Foursquare pastors wanting to see the film. You're only going to make people want to see my film by going out there and calling my film a blasphemous piece of crap. You're only advertising my film, and I thank you for it because I don't have an advertising budget. I'm making this film and marketing this film. Pulling a rabbit out of a hat without a budget for these things, without a publicist. So you're only helping me. I guess I should thank you, Mr. Moore, for that.
Well, you're not very welcome because I'm opposing this as a man called to set a standard out there of what is righteous, what is good, what is holy. And this film has a lot of things about it that deeply, deeply disturb me. That I find very unbiblical.
I can't believe it. I mean, you said you admitted you've only seen a few minutes of the film, and now you're saying there's all these things in the film that are terrible. I mean, how can you even say that statement with any credibility when you yourself, this is getting funny, when you yourself admit you've hardly even seen the film? How can
because I have a staff. I have people in the Conservative Christian Coalition that have went over this film with a fine-tooth comb, and we have a list of numerous blasphemous things in this film.
Numerous? Okay, I would love to hear your list. We have a few minutes left. I mean, what are the numerous blasphemous things? Do you have the list with you?
Yes, I do. Would you like me to read this?
Not really, but I'm kind of curious. Go ahead.
Number one, this film shows...
Did I lose you? Are you still there?
I'm sorry. My cell phone went out for a moment. Number one, this film shows a naked black man, Roberto Clemente, on the cross.
Well, I think we've already covered the naked... You don't like the naked black man. By the way, he's not naked. That's a total lie. He has a cloth over him. So I don't know where you get the naked black man. It might be your fixation again. We won't go there. But, okay, what's the rest of your list?
Okay, that was number one, the black man on the cross. Number two, the nun says that all people are children of God and brothers and sisters when Scripture teaches only those who are born again are children of God.
Okay, yeah, we already covered that one. Okay, what's number three?
Number three, this film exalts Roberto Clemente as a Christ-like Messiah and over and above the Lord Jesus Christ. Number four, the film tries to say that Roberto Clemente is a prophet, prophesying his own death. Number five, the nightmare scene has demonic images and sounds.
Demonic images and sounds in the nightmare? Well, I would think in a nightmare you'd want to have demonic images and sounds. I'll have to tell Mary Chin, the post-production supervisor, the sound effects she gave me were demonic. Okay, what else is on the list?
This film was made on a very low budget and is a bad mixture of low-budget footage and old stock footage that doesn't quite tie together.
Well, now you're sounding more like Siskel and Ebert criticizing the actual aesthetic of the film, but, you have a right to an opinion. I put the film out there. I'm man enough to take it. Well, I think I got the gist of all the things you don't like about the film. So I guess you're going to be doing a little bit of a media blitz here, talking about why my film is a threat to the world, or my meeting with the Pope is a threat to the world. Is that your plan, to do more press on this?
Yes, I'm going to go on Fox News. I want to go on a lot of the big conservative shows, Sean Hannity, a lot of these people, get in touch with people like that, Rush Limbaugh, some of the good conservative groups that have programs on television, on Christian television, and warn people not to see this film.
When you warn people not to see the film, could you please tell them it's on Amazon and the title's Baseball's Last Hero, 21 Clemente Stores?
Now, why on God's green earth would I want to tell them where to order your film?
Well, tell them where it can be ordered so that they know not to go there and order it, and tell them it's $21.21, which is Clemente's number was 21, and they can rent it for $1.99.
Now, you're just being a smart aleck. I'm not going to give information on how to find this film when I believe this film is a piece of dung.
Piece of dung. Okay, well, at least you won't get me in trouble with the FCC. I know conservatives don't use, you know, I guess dung is your euphemism for, the S word that we probably shouldn't say, but I got your drift. Well, I wish you well. I hope a lot of people hear you and spread your distaste for my film, because that will make people curious to see my film. I mean, every time someone bashes my film online or on the radio or on TV, more people contact me interested to see the film. So thanks for your marketing of my film. I know that's not your intention, but sorry the film didn't connect for you. It's not going to work for everybody. It's not going to connect on all cylinders for everybody. Hopefully our audio was okay. I think your radio on in the background, we were having a lot of echo and a lot of reverb and stuff like that, but hopefully the show will be something that people can listen to. Do you have any other questions for me?
Yes, I do. I'd like to know why you would meet with the Pope when the Catholic Church is, according to the Book of Revelation, the great horror of Babylon, prophesied, and he's going to be in bed with Obama and some of these other liberals to bring back the Antichrist government and soon be making us, those that won't receive Christ, get the mark of the beast, 666, on their right hand or forehead. So I would warn you to not even meet with this apostate pope who does not read his Bible, needs to read his Bible.
You think the Pope does not read the Bible?
That's right.
Have you ever been to a Catholic Mass?
No, I have not.
Are you aware that the Catholic Mass reads three passages from the Bible in every Catholic Mass, one Old Testament reading, one reading from one of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and one reading from one of the epistles, you know, generally the letters of Paul? I say all that to say there's more scripture read in a Catholic Mass than a most what denomination are you, Darren?
I'm a fundamental Baptist.
Well, Baptist churches, I know, they'll read a couple verses. Well, when I was in Liberty University, a Baptist college, Jerry Fall would read a couple, maybe one or two verses from the Bible often, and then just talk for about 50 minutes about politics and why we should vote Republican. So I actually think you're just don't know what you're talking about when you say that the Pope or Catholics don't read the Bible. But anyways, I'm going to have to let you go. We're out of time. And so much for Mr. Darren Moore of the Conservative Christian Coalition. Can't say I didn't let him speak his piece. Wow. Well, what an interesting day in Richard Rossi Live. Mark your calendars. We have a really great show coming up June 24th, 11 a.m., honoring the five-year anniversary of Michael Jackson's death. We're going to have the top defense attorney in the nation, Tom Mesereau, who represented Michael when he was acquitted of all 14 charges, and also Deborah Kunesh, who is the author of the defendant of Michael Jackson, Reflections of the Dance. And it's been a joy to be with you. Go with God and be blessed. Love you all. Thanks for tuning in again today to Richard Rossi Live.